The Bill Myers Show is on News Talk 106.3 KMED.
And on Open for Business, we have Randall Lee from Advanced Air, myadvancedair.com. Just call him at 772-6866. And I got to tell you, it's starting to get a little bit warmer. Are the emergency calls, hey, my system has blown up, are they starting to lessen a little bit here, Randall? Welcome back. Good to have you on.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thank you. Yeah, we're getting into some of what we call the February fake-out. The forecast is calling for near 70-degree weather here in the coming week. Yeah. We're turning from winter into spring. Great time to maintain your HVAC system. Our Comfort Club members are scheduling their cooling services right now. So we're already thinking about warmer weather.
Hey, good time to do it. And by the way, we're not out of the heat zone yet, right? This is a fake job because we've heard about those miracles of March in which, you know, 4 feet of snow gets dumped in the mountains and it gets cold again. So you're right. This is kind of that little balmy time. We'll take it though. Hey, wanted to ask you though, there was an interesting story that Medford Fire put out the other day.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes into how you have been preaching the need. Preach it, brother, about getting your systems maintained, because bad stuff can happen, and bad stuff can happen that you don't realize could actually burn your house down over this stuff. What's the story, huh?
Yeah, Medford Fire District 5 was called out to San George Estates here a few days back, and there was an electrical fire in a furnace. A blower motor went out and started to ignite, and fortunately, the fire department was able to get there before there was catastrophic loss, but nevertheless, it's a great reminder that your central air system needs maintenance. And that was the investigators found, that a lack of maintenance, deferred maintenance, was the cause of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we're dealing with HVAC, we're dealing with electricity, we're dealing with natural gas, we're dealing with some elements that are combustible. And it can escalate very rapidly. So make sure that you're maintaining your furnaces. You know, you think about even like heat exchangers. Sometimes those breach, and you can get carbon monoxide and gas into your living space.
Well, you go to sleep and you never wake up then from that kind of stuff. And then you're a statistic with the media the next day. It's sad.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happens. Okay. Hey, now I would imagine then a blower motor could be choked with dust, right? Maybe it needed some lubrication. I know most of the stuff is lifetime lubricating these days, but still, you know, you get a failing bearing, it gets hot, sets the dust on fire, and boy, then you get yourself a nice toasty fire out there in your house, don't you?
It can be a very dangerous situation.
Okay.
And when we're there maintaining equipment, we're there looking at all of that, documenting it, and we can see a progression of failure or even a deferred maintenance, and we want to get on top of that stuff right away.
What kind of offers do you have right now to save some bucks? This is kind of that lull in between the storms, really. What do you think?
Yeah, Energy Trust of Oregon has some incredible instant rebates right now. There's up to $4,000. Some of them are income qualifying, some of them are efficiency qualifying, but there's like up to $4,000 in ETO, Energy Trust of Oregon, rebates right now for system replacement. Some deals are for like mobile homes, some deals are for high efficiency heat pumps. So they have a variety of rebates available. You can look at Energy Trust of Oregon, their website, to kind of drill through those. But that's a huge savings. And then Advanced Air has up to $1,000 in instant rebates as well.
So you could see potentially up to a $5,000 rebate and or credits going in on something like this if you play your cards right, that kind of thing?
Absolutely,
Hey, when it comes to high-efficiency heat pumps, how efficient are they in the cold temperatures? Because I know a lot of people with heat pumps, including yours truly, man, I got just thwacked in the in the super, super cold time, because – we just had days and days of nights that were in the mid to low 20s, sometimes 15 at some point. And how efficient are the newer heat pumps now when they're dealing with cold, cold, cold? What do you think?
Yeah, heat pumps are super efficient if you're using them to maintain temperature. If you're trying to gain a lot of heat, it's going to have a hard time keeping up. So if you're turning off your heat pump in the evening or on the weekend, and then you're and then you're trying to heat up the house.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're going to be on auxiliary heat, and it's super expensive. And you're also warming not just the air, but you're having to warm everything up in the house up to that 70 degrees. That takes time.
Yeah, well, what I was getting at, though, is are the newer heat pumps able to work more efficiently at lower temperatures than, let's say, the older systems?
Yeah, they are. They have high heat functionality to where, they've improved what they can produce.
Okay. So, getting down to 15 is not as much of a challenge as it may have been 20, 30 years ago, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. That's good to know because, like I said, I know my heat strips played out a lot when it was 15. When it was 15 degrees in my house. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, well, and some of these outlying areas more toward like Klamath Falls and whatnot, in the past, heat pumps weren't a great option for out there. But with some of these high heat heat pumps, we're able to make that an option for some of these folks.
Hey, any other tips that we should know about here before we take off, besides the fact that up to, like I said, $5,000 possibility of certain deals for certain systems there? Just get in touch with Advanced Air, myadvancedair.com, or call 772-6866. You got to change those filters, though. Man, I got to tell you, I changed mine just a few days ago, and I couldn't believe how much choking dust was in there. And I changed those things pretty religiously. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even 30 days, especially if there's smoke or if there's pollen in the air, if you have pets, 30 days, 50 days, we need to be changing those filters.
Yeah. Was it it must be the cats, right? I have to blame it all on my cats, right?
Yeah.
And the litter. Yikes. All right. Anything else that we should know about that is going on at myadvancedair.com for the time being before we leave?
Rebates are amazing right now. We are switching over to a new refrigerant, the 454B refrigerant's coming out.
So. Oh, no!
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I forgot to mention that. That's a whole thing. The tariffs are having an impact on pricing. So there's a lot of, volatility. It seems like I've been saying this for years, Bill. It's kind of amazing. But, so there's still a lot of volatility in pricing. Fortunately, with some of the rebates available right now, that's making new systems attainable.
Maybe what we'll see here with the new administration is perhaps a calming of maybe a return to some regulatory certainty where they're not having to change the refrigerants every few years. And it's almost like a planned obsolescence of older equipment. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, this 454B, that will be a 10-year refrigerant. Mm-hmm. And so that's encouraging. Some systems like Daikin and Goodman, they're on R32, which is about a 5-year refrigerant. So that'll be phased out in 5 years. But like Trane and Bryant and Carrier, Lennox, they're all on 454B, and that's going to be a 10-year cycle for that refrigerant that's coming out.
All right. Appreciate the update. Well, you're definitely people's friends in this industry, so call 772-6866, 772-6866, become a Comfort Club member, and if you need some service or find out about the deals, and myadvancedair.com is there also for you. Randall, good talk. We'll catch you in a few weeks here, okay?
Thanks.
Be well. Thanks for being on Open for Business. It is 8:56 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG.
Start your morning right.